A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go! A new week! A new week! A whole new show! And of course, the sad news that Brian Walden is dead, guys. I'm Brian Walden. I'm going to be honest, I thought Brian Walden died in the 80s.
So did I.
I really thought it. I saw the thing in the papers today that Brian Walden... Where is, and it also, it doesn't really get that... I'm an old guy, OK? I'm an old guy. But I would have thought that Brian Walden would have got more than page 22. The Labour MP turned broadcaster credited with creating the British political interview style and who used it to tackle Thatcher as died 86. I'm Brian Walden. Today on World with Walden. He was on, it was like Saturday or maybe Sunday afternoon, like really long, boring, because I was a kid, political pro. I'm Brian Walden.
Yeah, it was a very brown programme, like brown and beige
brown
titles.
But I put it to you, Mrs. Thatcher, that you knew that those children would die.
It was only today when I was reading the obituaries that I realised he was an MP.
Yep. So he's passed away. Doris Day has passed away, who you thought had died a while ago, until we found out on air she was still alive.
Yeah.
95 years old. Here's the thing that I found. By the way, 03444991000 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. Plenty to talk about today. Here's the thing, though. Every obit, that's short for obituary, except you can't say obituary anymore. Every obit today was, and today Hollywood legend and recording star Doris Day has passed away at the age of 95. Her on-screen life was very different from her personal life, which was marred by 4 marriages and an unhappy... Everyone was doing the straightaway second sentence. Her private life was a bit lousy.
Oh.
What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah.
I mean, all right, save that for 2 or 3 days later when we get the double page spread, the real life of Hollywood's golden gal. But don't do it. Literally, the second sentence of every obit today was her on-screen persona differed wildly from her private life that was marred by 4 troubled marriages.
Because she's only interesting because of the male relationships.
Come on, it's because of... Oh, she's a brilliant singer. She's was in so many movies. I don't actually think I've ever seen a Doris Day movie. I'm going to be
really
honest. Yeah, really.
Little Women? She was in that one, wasn't she?
Hey, listen.
Or was she not?
We don't... Hang on, do that again.
Little Women?
No, I don't care about the size of them.
I don't think she was in that one. Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane. But no, I don't think I've ever seen... I've seen bits. I'm aware of her. Of course I'm aware of her.
It was like weekends. If I was ever at my grandma's on a Sunday afternoon, there would be a Doris Day movie.
Yeah.
I felt, anyway.
I kind of missed out on all of that stuff. I think I'd love it. I think I'd love a bit of Doris Day. But I just thought it was a weird old... Here's the thing. All I know about Doris Day is... because of her connection with the Beach Boys. That's all I know. That's all I know about Doris.
By the Silvery Moon was one of my favourite films as a kid.
Yeah.
It was a Doris Day movie.
There we go.
Just reminded me.
You just had to Google that.
We used to call it By the Silvery Moon, but I didn't
show me your screen, please.
Yeah, but I didn't know whether that's what it was actually called.
Hey, listen.
Because we watched it all the time.
You just had to Google your favourite childhood film. That's fine.
No, it wasn't my favourite.
Oh,
Charlie
God.
And the Chocolate Factory was my favourite.
Wow.
It was one of my favourites.
You've gone right off.
That and Half a Sixpence. Which, until I was about 12, I thought it was called Arthur Sixpence.
Arthur Sixpence, there we go.
That's why I had to Google it.
Did you Google that as well?
No.
Okay.
Not today.
Not today. Thank you very much. We'll have none of that. Yes. We'll take a call from Noel Taylor straight away. First cab off the rank is someone who's absolutely nuts. And I mean that in the most positive, caring, loving way.
I wonder what he's invented today.
It's probably a city fueled by poo. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Good evening, my name is Ian Lee. Some of you may... I stole strawberries in a jungle and I get sacked from places. Catherine, how would you describe yourself?
I'm Catherine Boyle.
Yeah, me too. No, Catherine Boyle is going to be an online sensation.
Yeah.
She started her own Twitch channel. Can you not change the name to just Catherine Boyle?
I wonder if I can.
I think maybe you should.
Let's try it.
I think you can. I think you should. I think that would be. You not think?
At the time I changed it, you see, I did. I don't think I can. But let's see.
Why?
At the
time. You're only allowed to change it once.
I would have changed it to that if I could have.
Okay.
There'll be a reason.
Okay. Well,
but
let's.
I can try.
Hang on. That means there might be a Twitch user called that already. Let's have a look. www.twitch.tv/Catherine Boyle. No, there's no such person.
All right, let's try it then.
Let's try this. It's crazy enough. It just might work.
Yeah.
No, there isn't one.
All right.
So she's going to be an online internet sensation when tomorrow she's going to start streaming her doing jigsaws whilst wearing orange hot pants and a tight white dirty vest.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So get on her channel, That Catherine Boyle, twitch.tv/ThatCatherineBoyle for the moment.
Or it might just be Catherine Boyle in a minute.
We'll see. And it's going to be jigsaw-tastic. Mm-hmm. 03444-499.
Oh. No, it's just okay. To the beat of the bell.
Let's go to Noel Taylor. Good evening, Noel.
Good evening, Ian.
If people have never heard this show before, then this call is going to sum up what this show is all about. If you don't like this call, switch off. If you like this call, get some blank tapes and start recording. Noel, what have you got for us tonight, sir?
I've got an invention to make you rich.
Okay.
It's a thermos hot food delivery returnable container.
A thermos
hot food delivery returnable container.
Okay. I like the sound of it, but I'm a bit confused. Carry on.
Well, it's the best invention in the world, I believe, and it'll change the world. What it is, it's like, you know, the roses, Cadbury's roses, sorry to advertise, they're tins.
Yes.
And the Quality Street tins. It looks just like that.
Yes.
And it's got a lid that pulls off the same, but it's got two indentations in the lid so that you can use it as a plate, and you can turn it over, and it's used as a plate that way as well.
Hang on, say that again, because I was looking at stuff on eBay because I was so bored.
Yeah, it's a push-on plate lid, so it serves as a lid either way round.
So it's a lid, but then you can take it off and use it as a plate.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
And you can use a container as a plate as well because it's only 5 inches high.
Okay.
And it's 11 inches diameter.
Okay, yeah, fine, yeah, okay.
And what you do is you clean it at home and the business as well. So the food delivery business would clean it as well.
Okay, so double cleaned, which is great.
Yeah, so therefore you haven't got the... It's brilliant for the environment.
Great,
because
wonderful.
There's no pollution.
Hang on a minute. How does it get back to the restaurant?
Good question. The food delivery person, next time he comes, hand it back to him.
So the next time he comes, what if you only order from this establishment once?
It's very clever. It's universal. So you can edit.
Like VHS. Yeah, well, it is VHS and Betamax. VHS smothered Betamax. So saying this would smother all other plates and tinfoil cartons. Catherine.
Now, gentlemen, much as I admire an entrepreneurial spirit...
By the way, I'm in for about 50 grand on this. This sounds like a winner. Carry on.
Have either of you ever heard of the penny lick?
Sorry?
A penny lick.
That sounds disgusting.
It sounds cheap.
Back in the olden days, before they invented wafer cones for ice creams, you would get it in a tiny little kind of glass cup or goblet. And the ice cream man would put your ice cream in the top of it, and you'd have a good old lick, and then you would give it back.
Mm.
Right?
So, sounds delicious.
Yeah, and it also would have saved the environment.
I would love to have a penny lick.
Unfortunately, it was also responsible for the spread of cholera and tuberculosis.
Okay, well,
now, how sure are you that people at home are going to clean it thoroughly? How sure are you that people in the restaurants are going to clean it thoroughly?
Well, the restaurants, certainly the cafes, etc., would definitely clean it because it would be their business to.
What about that restaurant that gave me the SH1Ts the other day? They didn't clean things properly, did they?
No.
There are always going to be rotten eggs in with the apples.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing, is that most places, most restaurants in this country are staffed and run by good, hard-working English people and immigrants and second generation and third generation and fourth generation.
We get it, people.
These people want to work, and these people want to provide good, decent, healthy meals. So they are going to clean these plate-tin thermos containers like they were cleaning the Queen's bottom.
Wow.
They're going to clean it with love.
Okay, second reservation.
Catherine's looking for problems where there ain't none.
No, I'm posing. This is what will happen when you go into the den, because it will happen. At the moment, they're using kind of recyclable cardboard sometimes, but sometimes they're using that plasticine. That plastic.
Plasticine.
Stuff, not plasticine.
Guys.
Polystyrene.
Hang on a minute. Guys, Catherine's getting a food delivered in plasticine. Shh. Oh my God, my mind's just blown. That's
polystyrene.
So nuts. You said plasticine.
I said a thing wrong.
You said plasticine.
Enjoy that.
Are you going to get a curry to live? I'd like a tandoori chicken.
We'll get to my point
in a
second.
And some rice.
Done this.
And I'm going to get some banana fritters. Can I get it delivered in plasticine, please? You said it! You actually said it!
Yeah.
On the
I said a thing wrong.
Absolutely.
Polystyrene.
Did.
But
this is brilliant.
At the moment, they're doing that.
Hang on a minute. Sorry, let me speak to my good friend. Richard! Oh, hang on a minute. Joe! Hello. My phone box has gone crazy, ruining the spontaneity of this moment.
I'm still here.
Shut up.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, hang on a second. Let's go. Let's see who we got. Who is on that line? Joe!
Hello,
Joe. Did you hear?
Oh, shut up.
Did you? I can't even speak.
Duncan Bannatyne listens to this program. I hope he's listening tonight.
Shut up, I can't speak. Joe.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Catherine said?
A thing slightly wrong.
No,
she didn't hear it. So it's a bit shame, innit?
Shall we?
Good.
I want to know.
Let me tell. I can't breathe.
Wish you couldn't. Let me help you with
did
that.
Joe, did you hear when Catherine said...
I mean...
She gets her food...
No, that's not what I said.
...delivered in plasticine. Did you hear that?
No.
You get your...
In plasticine, Joe! I can't stay there. I can't chill with it. We go to my good friend, Debbie. Debbie!
Hello.
Did you hear?
You can have a Russell carrying on like that.
This is getting ridiculous.
Again? It's gone.
Debbie, I can't speak, please. Debbie! Did you hear?
It's not that funny.
It really isn't. Is it?
No, not in the slightest.
It's a very silly man.
Never laugh at a woman.
You can sometimes.
Did you hear? Please, let me just get this out.
This is from the man who always says things wrong.
Let me just get this out.
I mean...
Let me just get this out, please.
I wish you would.
Debbie, did you hear Catherine say...
God.
She gets her food, so like a Chinese...
Never said
a
that.
A pizza...
You're extrapolating.
A curry...
Didn't.
Delivered in plasticine. Did you hear that?
I did, but I think it was just a bit of a slip of the tongue.
It totally was. Thanks, Debbie.
Oh, I don't think it's funny at all.
It's not.
Oh, we're going to do...
I'm supportive of
No, we're going to have a break. I've got to get my breath back.
Okay.
We have a break, I'll get my breath back. And then we'll come back. Go and get your dinner in some plasticine. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Before the break, we were having a very serious conversation about plasticine.
Thermos. Oh, sorry.
Did you just say hummus?
Thermos.
Oh, thermos.
Thermos. Hot food delivery.
By the way, guys, after this phone call, I don't care what anyone says. I will be exploring and explaining my displeasure at the last Avengers movie, Endgame, for 5 minutes. If you don't want to know what happens, switch off after when Noel hangs up.
Can I go out?
Yes, you can go out of the room. I've sat on this rage, this seething rage, for over a week now, and I'm furious. Spoilers are out. We can say what we want. I'm going to tell you why I think Endgame, starring the Avengers, is awful. Okay, Noel, I'm in. I'll give you £50,000.
That's what Duncan Bannatyne offered me for my vacuum cleaner hose. Remember, I had a see-through vacuum cleaner hose pipe.
Nice. So
I like that idea. It's good to see David Babcock's Willy.
Oh God, yeah.
No, it'd be good to see what's going up there.
Oh dear.
That's what it's going to encourage, isn't it? That is what it's going to encourage because people will want to see it in its extended state. Anyway, at the moment, your takeaways, they are going for the cheapest, aren't they, of containers. Not polystyrene. Not the other thing.
Yeah.
Right. So how are you going to convince them to make the huge outlay necessary?
Can I answer it? Do you answer this one first, Noel? Then I'll answer it, because I know the answer.
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah, hopefully the government will supply the companies with it, because it would be so good for the environment and for stop pollution, to reduce pollution.
Is that the answer
you're
thinking?
So I'm hoping that they'll...
Here's the answer.
Okay.
Here's the answer. Won't cost that much. It's a one-off purchase.
Similar invention.
Shut up! There's a similar invention?
There's a similar invention. You can look it up on Amazon. Thermos container.
So it sounds exactly the same.
It exists already.
Thermos food container.
It exists already. Yeah. Okay, thanks very much for your call. No.
For his what?
Coal.
For his coal.
He gave me
for
some coal.
For his coal, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, for his coal. For his coal. He said coal. What a pudding. I wonder if we're going to get more coals tonight. Oh, I do hope so. Hey, my phone went the other day, and do you know who it was? I didn't. It was a cold coal. Yeah, good one.
No, he sent me some coal in the post, so I was thanking him for the coal.
Wasn't coal, that would have been a turd.
Very black and hard. Who wants to get that scene to? Here's the thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I thought Endgame was boring.
Okay, bye.
Across the UK, online and on DAB, the Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Blasted rhetoric from the Banana Republic for people who think capital punishment isn't going nearly far enough.
Join me, the Reverend Mike Graham. Revolutionary, rebellious, rebuilt, rebranded.
Dangerous mid-morning debate with the great dictator.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Standing for election to the European Parliament include candidates from the Conservatives, the Labour Party, the Lib Dems, the SNP, Plaid Cymru, UKIP, the Green Party, Change UK and the Brexit Party.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. That's the phone number. Yes, let's go to Debbie. Good evening, Debbie.
Hello.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the world of broadcasting. What can we do for you this evening?
Well, I drove past a shop today and you immediately came to mind.
Oh, go on.
It's called Vintage Gamer.
Where is this?
And it's in a place called Collygate, which is not, I guess, locally not far from Dudley.
Well, so it's miles away. I went to a shop today called eBay, and it's in my living room. Come tease
but
it,
they are on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought they may have some things of interest to you.
What's it called? Let's have a little look-sees.
Vintage Gamer.
Vintage Gamer. I've got to stop buying stuff.
Don't even look.
Well, I'm going to look, because I'm going to be polite.
If you look, then you'll buy.
Well, out of manners, yes. But it's Vintage Gamer. Is it in Hales Owen?
Yes.
There we go. Vintage Gamer, Hales Owen.
It might be rubbish. I don't know. But I drove past when I was in the car and thought, oh, I'll let you know.
Okay, well, I am going to have a little look-see at that. I'm getting in to my retro gaming. If anyone wants to watch twitch.tv/IanLee, I've worked out what consoles I'm going to be focusing on. I've got a nice little retro game museum behind me now. I've moved things around in my house. It's a great time to be alive.
That thing with its own screen was fun today.
The Vectrex.
Yeah.
The Vectrex is stunning. 1981 or 82. I'd lost all my cartridges for it, though, so I've only got that game. And then I was going to buy some, and then I thought, no, I can't. But I'm spending way too much money on this ridiculous hobby, Debbie.
It could be worse.
It could be worse. It could be, well, it could be much worse. We don't even need to.
It could be a lot worse.
Say it used to be a lot worse. Because I finally worked out. Like, this is actually my hobby now. Is old video games and streaming them. That's like a hobby, and it suddenly just dawned on me. Wow, I really enjoy this, and I'm doing something I really really enjoy. And some people are interested. You know, small numbers, but people are interested in it. And I've been doing a jigsaw puzzle today. I think jigsaws are a hobby. So I've got hobbies. What are your hobbies, Debbie?
I like making things. I'm very creative.
Oh, what kind of things do you make?
Well, I'm just literally on Wednesday giving a final hand in for a university degree.
Yeah.
Fashion design.
Oh,
boom.
Here we go.
I think I had a bit of a midlife crisis at 40.
Yeah.
And thought I need to do something else. I went back to university full time and did a fashion degree.
Wow. Flipping it. Can I ask what you were doing before?
A photographer.
Okay, so artistic, or was the stuff you're doing, would you say, was not particularly artistic? As I know some photographers complain.
Well, talking about hobbies, so I used to be a quality manager for British Gas.
Yeah.
Photography was my hobby.
Yeah.
I took voluntary redundancy and made my hobby into a business.
Oh, good for you.
Did that for 10 years and then thought, actually, this isn't my hobby and it's just bread and butter stuff. So there is some really creative stuff. So you can do some great shoots. So I worked with MTV, for example, and that was really fun.
With who?
But then I also...
Oh, MTV, yes. I thought you said Empty Lee. I thought, who's Empty Lee? Is that like
no, MTV.
MTV.
So I did some really creative stuff, photographed some really cool people. But then on the other side of things, I photographed jewellery for catalogues. So it's ups and downs. But that sort of... that was a job. I didn't really have a passion for it anymore. So I'd always loved design and creativity, so I thought, why not?
Wow.
I went back to university full-time.
And how long was the course?
3 years.
3 years as a proper course.
Yeah.
Was that must have been... because we're about the same age. That must have been a big old... How difficult a decision was it to jack in work? I don't know if you have family or not, but how big a decision was it?
I didn't stop work. I've actually studied full-time and worked part-time.
Oh, yes.
So carried on the business. My husband's got a full-time job.
Here we go.
So fortunately, he's the main money earner in the house, which allowed me to go back to education. And then in September, I start a teacher training course. So I'm going to be a teacher in print and textiles, art and design.
This is incredible. How inspiring.
Yeah, and also, that's just the sort of person you want teaching kids, someone who's seen a bit of life and knows the different options, you know.
Do you know what? They said that to me in my interview, because somebody, I think myself, 45, nearly 40, well, 46 this year.
There we go.
I think, am I too old for a career change? And they said, do you know what? You've got life experience. You've got a degree. You've been to university or whatever, but you've got life experience, and that's what really matters. That's what they're missing.
There was, when I was at university at 19, there was a mature student there who we used to take the mick out of mercilessly.
That was
a really
standard,
nice guy, Charlie, really, really nice guy, but we used to take the mick out of him mercilessly, right, because he was so old, so ancient. He's 10
he
years
was
younger.
He
was 10 years younger than I am now. 10 years younger than I am now, and we thought he was ancient.
Here's the thing: I can completely see myself in maybe 20 years' time going back to university and doing something because
I've loved it. I'll be honest, and I think I appreciate
the
experience so much more. One, because it's costing me a fortune, but two, I'm fortunate that there are mature students in my group. So there's 10 of us in our group and 4 of us are mature students. Yeah. But it's lovely working with 22-year-olds as well.
I can completely see it. Mostly because I was lucky enough to go to university at a time when you didn't have to pay fees, right?
Yeah.
So it was just kind of, it was a conveyor belt. You know, you just went from school to university and didn't really think much about it. And I remember us laughing at the mature students because they would always be the ones, you know, it'd be a Friday afternoon, you're about to knock off early and the lecturer would say, has anyone got any questions? And of course, we're like, no, we've got one foot out the door already. And then a hand would go up at the back from someone who was paying to be there and saw the point, you know, and realised that their life would be different as a result of it, and we're like, oh God, really? I can completely see myself being that person one day, and it'll be brilliant.
If you could see me now, you'd really laugh because I've got a sewing room, fortunately, and I'm sat here, I'm ironing one of the designs that I've made, ready for my hand in, and it's crazy.
What a feeling,
though. I'm just sat here with my little iron.
What a feeling, you did it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a hard year. It really has, but it's so worth it.
It's really brave. I take my hat off to you. Brave because, well, you could have carried on. You know, there are plenty of people who carry on and think, oh, well, that's not going to happen now. I should have done it when I was young. That's the end of that.
Yeah.
You know, rather than going, I'm going to do it and see what happens. And the worst thing is it doesn't work out.
So many different experiences. Last year, I went to work in Italy for 3 weeks for a fashion media company. Through a placement.
Yeah.
So that was all paid for. It was amazing. And you don't get opportunities like that very often. So I'm fortunate that my husband really supports me. Got no kids. And I've been able to sort of live a new dream, really.
And I guess, of course, being a student, you smoke a little bit of the reefer, go to the subsidised bar, get drunk, get some snogs in. It's great. Good for you. Some snogs in and get a little bit of speed and smoke some reefer. Debbie, you're a good sport. Thank you for taking my joshing in the spirit as intended. That's genuinely inspiring. Thanks for sharing that. There you go, you see.
No problem.
And thanks for telling
me
about that place where I can spend more money.
You're welcome.
Cheers, Debbie. Thank you. What a nice person. What an inspiring person. I keep saying that, but that's the word. The fact that you know, even at our advanced ages, you can go, I want to try that.
Yeah.
And you go off and do it.
Well, she's lucky that she's got support and she's able to do it financially. But yeah, it's still a brave move, isn't it?
Very brave move. Let's just try this once. Hello, line two. Wasn't worth it. This is Talk Radio.
The Bottomless Brunch with Steph and Dom. Every Saturday morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Stiff dustpan and brush required.
Get ready for a sizzling Saturday morning of tip-top talk.
Sandpaper and aftershave and you two can look 80.
Relationship advice.
I will let you know how the arguments go.
Oh, how very kind.
And inevitably, some wine tasting.
No, you wouldn't drink the wine.
Exactly, what a waste of wine.
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
The Bottomless Brunch with Steph and Dom. Every Saturday morning from 10 on Talk Radio. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
Cara, who we've spoken to on the show before, has just tweeted, lovely lady chatting to Ian Lee. She's doing so well in life. Today I spent the whole day with my T-shirt inside out.
Oh, yes!
You're one of us, Cara.
Totally.
You are in...
Difference is you noticed. I wouldn't have noticed till I took it off.
You are in the right place. These two idiots. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. If you're new, and we're getting new listeners all the time, and you're waiting for the question, or I don't understand what they're talking about. There is no question. There is no real topic. We seem to have stumbled upon inventions, and we seem to have stumbled upon making changes in life.
Yeah, and inventions and reinvention.
We seem to have stumbled upon, you know, making bold life choices and doing a left when everyone thought you were going to do a right. You're welcome to call in about those things, or you're welcome to call in about pretty much anything else you want. There are elections coming up, so we can't really go into that territory. But everything else is up for grabs. You know, you can lead the conversation as much or as little as you want. If you just want to phone up and just have a chat, you're welcome to. The phone number is very simple. It's free for most packages. At the most, it'll cost you a few pennies. You'll speak to Amy. She will take your name and number and call you straight back. And that's it. And we've got Roger, we've got Ollie, and we've got Bruce. Bruce, you'll be next waiting on the line to come on. That's it. It's really that simple. The phone number is as follows. 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Bruce. Good evening, Bruce.
Oh, hello, Ian. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm on top of the world, actually. I'm having a... Hey, get this. So, I had a delivery today from Yodel, right? I can say it because I'm not going to be I'm going to be honest about them, right? So the delivery company, I had them before, and twice I got emails saying we tried to deliver but you weren't in, when I'd waited in all day for one of those deliveries. So I knew it was bullshine. And it was the thing I was expecting when I these first two deliveries was a hammock that I've ordered for the garden, right? Because I live the life of luxury.
Sweet.
Very sweet. And so I
every
found
it. Needs a hammock.
I ordered it on eBay. I ordered it on Amazon. And I got so furious that this company had said they tried to deliver when they hadn't. I got in touch with the Amazon and said, cancel it. Cancel it. I don't want it. I'm going to buy it from somewhere else. And they cancelled it, right? So then I went to another online retailer, different company. And I bought the same thing for a little bit more money. And then today I get an email saying, your Yodel delivery is on its way. They were using the same company. I thought, oh, man, all right, fine. So I'm watching the thing. You get a little email that says you are there are 129 deliveries before he gets to you, right? And so I'm watching it. And when it said there are two deliveries before he gets to you, I went and stood out in the road, all right, Bruce? So I stood out in the road to see him so I would know if he came or not.
Yeah.
And then I see this big white van coming around the corner. So with my phone in my hand, I waved at him in the middle of the road. And it's quite a quiet road I live on. There's not many houses. I waved at him, right, and he pulled over about 50 yards away from me. And as he got out of the van, I waved and went, all right, mate. And he sort of nodded at me. And then he went round to the back of the van and he opened the door. And it's a hammock. So it's quite a big box, right? And he got the box out and he started to cross the road. I waved at him again. And then instead of turning left to come to me, he turned right to go to a house two or three doors down.
Incredible.
And I went, excuse me, is that for number... He went, yes. I said, yeah, that's me. I'm stood in the road. That's for me. Oh, sorry. I got confused. Unbelievable.
And you're waving at him. Here's my theory.
Unbelievable.
It's a very remote rural area. And I live near some of those places. And the wildlife isn't scared of cars because they never see it. And people point at planes. So maybe he thought you were just going, oh, look, large white moving chariot. Maybe he thought you were one of those people.
Maybe he did. But why would I be stood in the road going? And he nodded at me. He must have thought I was a loon.
He must have done. Going, look, I've got a phone. Well done.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I got it. I finally got it. And tomorrow, if I get time, I'm building a hammock.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.